ओके गोपिका भगिनी केन् यू से द श्लोक
एस् भगिनी ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा वेद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
Samichinam Bhagini, just a few things. In the first, Saha Viryam Karavavahai Varavahai Na Sahanavavatu Sahanau Bhunatu Saha Viryam Karavavahai. Okay. Tejasvinavadhi Tamastu And then the Shanti comes in. Om Shanti Shanti. The third one goes up. Shanti Hari Om Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha Hari Om. Okay, so we will form a WhatsApp group and then I will share the audio there. Astu. Arambham kurmaha. Prashnaha santiva. Shashti vibhakti iti prashnaha santiva. Idanim. How to form shashti vibhakti. Like if we want to say Ramasya pustakam. How will we say Ramasya pustakam?
Ramasya pustakam.
Oh, I gave the answer, right? Sorry. Supposing we want to say Krishna's flute is Veni. Krishna's Veni.
Krishna'sya Veni.
Krishna'sya Veni. Actually, it is flute is Venuhu.
Venuhu.
Okay, supposing the book's name is Abhyasa Pustaka.
Mama
Abhyasa Pustaka.
Pustakasya Nama Abhyasa Pustaka. Pustakasya Nama Abhyasa Pustaka. Supposing I want to say the girl's name is Sudha.
Balikaya nama Sudha.
Balika yah
nama Sudha.
Balika yah. Balika yah nama Sudha. Sudha. Samishena. Okay. So did you have problem with this homework?
No.
Na bagini.
Okay. So we'll just do a sample and then we will move forward. Okay. Astu. So, one by one, we will do from the top and then from, okay. Sagari Bhagini. Ramaha Maithili. So this is the example, okay. Sita Kasya Patni. Sita Ramasya Patni. Ramaha Kasyaha Patihi. Ramaha Sitayaha Patihi. So this is the pattern. Astu Bhagini, vadatu.
Maitili Kasya Patni. Maitili Ramasya Patni. Ramaha Kasyaha Patihi. Ramaha Maitilyaya Patihi.
Maitilyaha.
Maitilyaha.
Parameshwaran.
अस्तु इदानीं पश्यामि वि हाव् मोर् पीपल् नौ अस्तु
नमस्कारः
नमस्कारः भगिनि
सौन्दर्या
सौन्दर्य वा अस्तु शारदा अस्ति
नमस्ते भगिनि शारदा
नमस्ते भगिनि शारदा भगिनि
has my name come permission
yes yes yes
okay I went out and came back again
astu astu idanim asti dhanyavada mahode astu so atra maitil yah yayana astu
maitil yah yah can you say it again please
maitil yah patihi
maitil yah
मैथिल्याः पति समीचीनं भगिनि
हौ डु ऐ से इन् संस्कृत एम् ऐ राइट्
सम्यक् वा अहं सम्यक् वदामि वा एम् ऐ स्पीकिङ्ग् करेक्ट्लि अहं सम्यक् वदामि वा ओ यु केन् जस्ट् से सम्यक् वा इस् इट् ओके सम्यक् वा
थैंक यू
अस्तु thank you we say dhanyavadah as much as possible we'll use the words we know vadatu bagini gopika
we can also use kalu like bagini
we can say kalu
indeed kalu is
okay
kalu or kila
what does that mean kalu
like is it right like va
kalu
kalu but if you're asking a question am I right you say samyak va
Samyak
va. But if you are saying, I am right, correct? Then you say, Samyak kalu, like that. So you are sure you are right. Then you say, Samyak kalu. But if you want to know if you are right, you say, Samyak va. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that is the difference.
Dhanyavadha.
Jyoti Bhagini. Lakshmanaha Urmila.
Urmila, Kasya पत्नी
ओके ऐ एम हियरिङ्ग् लाट् आफ़् नोय्स् हू सो एव हौ देर् इस् लाट् आफ़् नोय्स् प्लीस् यु अस्तु
लक्ष्मणः कस्याः पतिः लक्ष्मणः
ऊर्मिलायाः पतिः समीचीनं भगिनि अस्तु
गोपिकाः
like maitili we say maitil yah we don't say maitili yah okay maitili yah is ashuddham ashuddham means incorrect ashuddham so we just say maitil yah the e goes away maitil yah good question mahodaya samichina samichinah prashnah astu गोपिका भगिनी जनकः सुनन्या
कस्य पत्नी सुनन्या जनकस्य पत्नी जनकः कस्याः पतिः जनकः सुनन्यायाः पतिः
समीचीनं सुनन्या याः अत्र सुनन्या इति पदे या अस्ति अन्यया आगन्तव्यम् अनदर् या हेस् टु कम् सुनन्या या समीचीनं भगिनि
अवगतं भगिनि
नारायणमूर्ति महोदय कृष्णः रुक्मिणी
कृष्णः कस्याः पति कृष्णः रुक्मिण्याः पतिः रुक्मिणी कस्य पतिः रुक्मिणी कृष्णायाः पति सारी
रुक्मिण्याः वा
कृष्णायाः पत्नी
कृष्णायाः वा
कृष्णस्य
कृष्णस्य सत्यं कृष्णस्य
महोदय
कृष्णः कस्याः पतिः कृष्णः रुक्मिण्याः पतिः
समीचीनं
रुक्मिणी कस्य पत्नी कृष्णस्य पत्नी
समीचीनं महोदय समीचीनं अस्तु उमा कृष्ण भगिनी शिवः पार्वती भगिनी अस्ति वा उमा कृष्ण भगिनी
सारि सारि
अस्तु
पार्वती कस्याः पार्वती शिवस्य पत्नी
भगिनी पुनः वदतु पार्वती
शिवस्य
पुनः
पार्वती
कस्य पत्नी अस्तु
पार्वती शिवस्य पत्नी
अस्तु
शिवः कस्याः पतिः पतिः पार्वत्याः
पतिः पतिः समीचीनं भगिनी समीचीनं स्पष्टमस्ति स्पष्टं मीन्स् इस् वेरि क्लियर् अस्तु सो नौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु द बाटम् पार्ट् हियर् हियर् वि हेव् प्रोनौन्स् pronouns means his her like that whose his her
bhagini deepshika here one question bhagini in this above exercise we were framing questions like whose wife is sita or or whose husband Okay, so, but let's say if I want to frame a question like instead of whose wife is Sita, I want to say who is Sita's husband.
Okay,
then,
how will you say?
How will I say? Will I say it like this? Sita yah pati ka? Ka pati from hi. Here?
Pati hi.
Sorry. Pati hi.
Kaha.
Okay. Kaha.
If it's a pati kaha. Hi, it is kaha. If it is okay. Patni, it will be?
Ka.
Okay, so we will bahu samichinam we will start the exercise like that beginning Deepshika bagini you yes. yourself say who is Narayana's wife
okay so who is Narayana's wife Narayanasya पत्नी नारायणस्य पत्नी का
प्रश्न
नारायणस्य पत्नी का नारायणस्य पत्नी
लक्ष्मीः
नारायणस्य पत्नी लक्ष्मीः
समीचीनं भगिनि सो सविता भगिनी How will you ask what is Dasharatha's wife's name?
Bhagini, one second. How do you say Lakshmi's husband in this? Lakshmihi?
Lakshmiyaha. The same formula. Yaha.
But Lakshmi is also, though it has...
The visarga,
visarga.
It's okay. It's okay. It is still ikaranta. So we say Lakshmiyaha, Parvatyaha, Rukminyaha. So this becomes Lakshmiyaha.
Dhanyavad.
All your questions are very, very good. So please keep the questions coming. Okay? Keep the questions. Because it will benefit others also. Okay. Savita Bhagini, you want to try something new? So you want to ask, what is... Okay, somebody's... okay. It's very noisy now. Who is Dasharatha's wife? We have three. You can choose one.
Dasharatha'sya patni ka. Dasharatha'sya patni Sumitra.
Sumitra. Astu. samichina bhagini, you want to ask the other way. Kausalya's husband is who? Who is Kausalya's husband?
Kausalya's
Asya is for pullinga and napumsakalinga, right?
Kausalyaha patihi kaha.
So atra bhagini, Kausalya already has the ya. So you have to add another ya.
Kausalyaya.
Kausalyaya.
Patihi ka.
Kaha.
Kausalyaha patihi kaha.
Pullinga. Kausalyaya patihi kaha.
Kausalyaya patihi dasharataha.
Dasharataha. Astu. Samishenam bhagini. Astu. Shiva Mahodaya. Do you want to ask for Sumitra? Okay. What is Dasharatha's wife's name? Idani name. Nama. So when I ask somebody to answer, let's give them the courtesy, okay? Only that person should think and answer. If he is hesitating for a long time, then we will help. Astu. What is Dasharatha's wife's name?
Bhagini, I prefer you help me at this stage.
I'm trying
to catch on.
Thank you. Very good, Mahodaya. So can you just say Dasharatha's, who is Dasharatha's, like Sita Kasya Patni, right? So you can say Sumitra, who is Sumitra's husband?
Sumitra Kasya Patni?
Sumitra
Dasharatha
Patni. Dasharatasya Patni. Because you're saying Dasharatas, like apostrophe S. So the apostrophe S is replaced by Sya.
Okay, so Sumitra Kasya? Sorry, I'm missing it there.
No problem. Sumitra, instead of Sita, you put Sumitra. Kasya Patni. Okay, let him answer. Sumitra Kasya Patni.
Sumitra Kasya Patni. Sumitra.
So instead of Rama, you say Dasharatha.
Sumitra Kasya Patni, Sumitra Dasharatha Patni.
Dasharatasya. Can you say Dasharatasya?
Dasharatasya Patni.
So when you say Dasharatasya, you're saying Dasharatha apostrophe S. Dasharatasya Patni. Same thing for Srilinga. Instead of apostrophe S, we use Yaha. Okay? So now you say, who is, okay, so you say Ramaha Kasyaha Patni. Patihi, right? Ramaha Kasyaha Patihi. So instead of Rama, you say Dasharatha.
Dasharatha Kasya Pati.
Kasyaha Patihi. So I want to hear the visarga. It's very important.
Dasharatha Kasyaha Pati.
Patihi. Dasharatha.
Patihi.
For every word, there is a visarga. Punaha vadatu.
Okay. Sorry, can I repeat after you, please?
Yes. Dasharatha. Kasyaha. Patihi.
Patihi.
Dasharatha Kasyaha Patihi.
Dasharatha Kasyaha Patihi.
Now the answer is Dasharatha सुमित्रायाः पतिः.
दशरथः सुमित्रायाः पतिः.
पतिः अवगतं. दशरथः सुमित्रायाः पतिः.
दशरथः सुमित्राः पतिः.
सुमित्रायाः दशरथः सुमित्रायाः पतिः.
दशरथः सुमित्राः सुमित्रायाः
सुमित्रायाः पतिः. समीचीनं महोदय. पुनः वदतु, पुनः वदतु, मीन्स् से इट् अगेन्, पुनः वदतु.
दशरथः सुमित्रायाः पतिः.
समीचीनं, सुमित्रायाः पतिः. अस्तु. So you understand the pattern, right?
Yes, but I'm still struggling a bit with the pronunciation sometimes.
Astu. But do you read the language?
I'm trying to read it. So you know, it's, I'm still at the very very elementary stage, I may say.
I see. Okay.
I'm taking one of the other class to catch up with this as well. So hopefully I can able to fast track it.
Okay. No, you don't need to fast track it. You know, we can go slowly. Mm-hmm. Are you doing the exercises that, you know, the where we have the reading and the writing exercise?
I'm writing it, okay. But you know, not enough practice on pronunciation, I must admit.
Okay. So you're attending another class also. Okay.
Yes. The one for non-spoken Indian language.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And where are you taking it from?
It's from Sanjeev Mahodaya. It's on Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
Very good. Sanjeev Mahodaya. Samichin. Astu. Okay. Parameshwar Mahodaya.
Namaste Bhagini, Ramya here. Just now I came.
Samichinam Bhagini. Astu. Parameshwar Mahodaya, can you say who is Dasharatha's wife, Kaikeyi?
Dasharatha's patni ka. Dasharatha's patni.
Kaikeyi. Samishena. So, can you do a little bit more and ask, what is Dasharatha's wife's name?
Dasharatha's patniyaha nama kim? Dasharatha's patniyaha nama kim?
No, you are correct. Patnyah.
Dasharatha patnyah nama kim.
Nama kim.
Kim.
So everybody please notice, when as soon as he said nama, he changed the question word to kim. Because nama is a napumsakalinga padam. So based on that, he changed it to kim. So we have kaha, ka and kim. Bahu samichina mahodaya.
Thank you. Then now.
So can you do the other way, Kaikeyi and Dasharatha?
Kaikeyi Kaikeyi.
No. Dasharatha.
Dasharatha. Kaikeyi Padi.
कैकेय्याः पतिः. दशरथः कैकेय्याः
पतिः.
समीचीनं महोदय. अस्तु. नित्या भगिनी, अर्जुनः सुभद्रा.
अर्जुनः सुभद्रा. अर्जुनः कस्य?
Yeah, you can choose any pattern you want, buddy. Anything.
Subhadra yaha kashya patini. Subhadrayaha.
So, Bhagini, you form the sentence in your language first. What is your language?
Tamil.
Tamil. Okay. So, you Tamil. Can form it in either Tamil or English.
Okay.
Subhadra. So, the people who don't understand Tamil, forgive me. Subhadra, yarudaya manevi.
Subhadra, yarudaya manevi. Okay.
Subhadra.
Whose husband, right? Subhadra.
Wife.
Whose wife? Whose wife? Subhadra, whose wife? Subhadra.
Subhadra.
Subhadra. Kashya Patini.
Kasya Patini. So it's the same pattern.
Kasya Patini.
Kasya Patini.
Kasya Patini. Subhadra Arjunaha Patinihi.
So Atra Patini is correct. But Arjuna will become Arjunasya.
Arjunasya. Okay.
All gender will become Arjunasya.
Narayanasya. Okay. Subhadra. Okay. Arjunasya Patni.
Subhadra Arjunasya Patni.
Arjunasya Patni. Arjun Kashyaya.
Arjunaha.
Arjunaha Kashyaya Pati.
So
Arjunaha.
Bhagini Eka Nimisham. Kasyaha.
Kasyaha. Arjuna. Arjunaha. Kasyaha Pati.
Patihi.
Arjunaha.
Patihi. So you see visarga everywhere? All the visargas have to be pronounced.
Okay. Arjunaha Kasyaha Patihi.
So another pronunciation, if I can correct, is not Kashyaha, but Kasyaha. Sa.
Kasyaha.
Kasyaha.
Okay. Arjunaha Kasyaha Patihi. Arjunaha Subhadrayaha Patihi.
Samichina. Arjunaha Subhadrayaha Patihi.
Subhadrayaha.
Yeah. So you pronounce very well, Bhagini. Very happy.
Yeah, thank you.
So we are moving forward to a different type of exercise. Okay. This one is a little bit twisted from the other one, but you know, we're having the pronouns here. So we say Saha Dasharataha Tasya Putraha Ramaha. Okay, Avagatam. Okay, somebody has a chat message. Let's see what it says. Oh, Namaste Bhagini Ramya. Swagatam Bhagini. So we have Saha Dasharataha Tasya Putraha Ramaha. Okay, who's over house? Can you please mute?
I think they should mute it.
Yes, I keep telling them. Astu. Okay, if you want to speak or ask a question, unmute and please mute it back. Okay, that's important. Astu. So here we have Saha Dasharataha Tasya Putraha Ramaha. So when I say Saha, is Dasharatha far or near?
Far.
Okay. So when I say Eshah, far or near?
Near.
Same thing. Sa, far or near?
Far.
For near, what do we say for Strilinga?
Esha.
Samichina. So just for convenience, I put all the one on the left side, Vamadanda, all on the left side to be far, all on the right side to be near. Okay, so we can have some fun. So, and here for Strilinga, we say Tasyaha, her. for his, we say tasya. Okay, tasya for male, a tasya for near male. Okay, anything sya tasya, like kasya, kasya, ramasya. Anything sya is male, pullinga. Tasya for far, a tasya for nearby. Similarly, tasyah far away, strilinga. Sa Sita, tasyah putrah kushah. She is Sita, sa is she. She is Sita, her son is kushah. So here, Esha Janaki, she is Janaki. So in English, we don't have difference between far and near. So we just say, Esha Janaki, she is Janaki. Etasyah Janakah, Janakah. It just so happens, they both, you know, Janakah is father and Janakah is the name. Etasyah Janakah, Janakah. Understand the pattern? Any questions? Astu. Vadatu. Prashnaha vadatu. You ask the question, Bhagini.
Which is the pronoun here, Bhagini, actually?
Good question. Good question. So, saha is a pronoun. He. So, the he, I can say for Dasharataha, Ramaha, Janakaha, Shivaha, everything I can say he. Bhimaha is also he. Kushaha, Nakulaha, anything ending in Visarga. Visarga. Okay? So that is called a pronoun, right? So he, I can say for everything, everybody. That is a pronoun. And here, tasya, his. I can say his for Dasharatasya, his. Ramasya, his. Lavasya, his. Tasya, tasya, tasya. For everything, I can say tasya. But you will not know which tasya I mean, right? So you have to refer to something before. Like, he is Dasharatha, his son is Rama.
So the ye, tasya, tasya are all pronouns, no?
Pronoun, yeah. So in Sanskrit Bharatam, in Sanskritam we call it Sarva Nama Padam. Nama Padam is a noun.
No.
Sarva Nama Padam is the Nama Padam for everything. Sarva. Sarva Nama means all. All names has this word. Etasya. Shah Eshaha. Eshaha is also a pronoun. Etasya is also a pronoun. Eshaha is a sarvanama padam. Etasya is sarvanama padam. But the meaning is different. The meaning for Eshaha is?
He.
He. Samichina. Meaning for Etasya is?
His.
His.
His. His. Okay. The meaning for Sa is?
She.
She. Meaning for Etasyaha is?
Her.
Okay. So although they are both pronouns, she and her is different. Okay. So you have to use the correct pronoun. Correct sarvanama padam. What we call uchitam. Uchitam means appropriate. Uchitam sarvanama padam. Sarvanama padam is a pronoun. Uchitam sarvanama padam likatu. Right. Okay. Sharada Bhagini, you want to try? Or do you want?
Astu.
So using this pattern, do this one.
Saha Ramaha. Tasya Putraha Lavaha.
Samishena. Now go for this. I'm sorry. This one. This pattern. Use
Eshaha Ramaha. Eshaha Lavaha.
Samishina.
Etasya Janakaha Ramaha.
Samishina. Did everybody understand that?
Yes.
Astu. Umareddy beginning. Using,
yes, ma'am.
So using this pattern, can you do Maithili and Kushaha?
Sa Maithili. Sa Maithili. Tatsyaha. Putra Kushaha.
Putraha Kushaha.
Kushaha.
Punah vadatu.
Sa Maithili. Tatsyaha Putra Kusha.
Putraha Kushaha.
Kushaha.
Please pronounce all the visarga, otherwise it's not correct.
Sa Maithili Tatsyaha Putraha Kushaha.
Samichena. Samichena. Now, do the same way, the opposite. Using this pattern.
Saha Kushaha.
Astu. So in Saha.
Tasya Mata. Amba.
Amba.
Tasya Amba. Sita.
Sita Eva. Samichana. You corrected yourself very nicely. Okay. Kushaha. Tasya Amba. Sita. Supposing he is nearby. Supposing Kusha is nearby. Then how will it change?
Nearby.
Eshaha.
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 Eshaha. Kushaha. Eshaha. Kushaha. Etasya. Amba. Amba.
Amba.
Amba. Maithili. Maithili.
Samichana. No, Maithili Eva.
Maithili. Okay, madam.
Because so why is Maithiliyaha not correct?
Maithili Etasya has already come in his
Bagini, first you said Etasya Amba Maithiliyaha. So why did you so Maithili is correct. But why did you think Maithiliyaha is not correct?
Etasya, no, already vachesindi kada madam. Etasya means
yeah, exactly. Etasya is already there. You're right. Because when you say Maithiliyaha, again it is Maithilis. Samichinam bagini. Very good.
Okay.
Samichinam.
Okay.
Etasya Amba Maithili. Amba Maithili. Out astu. Saundaram bagini.
Yes, ma'am.
Janakaha Janaki.
Okay. Saha Janakaha. Tasya Putri Janaki.
Samichena.
Esha Janaki.
Bagini, this is already given. So we go for Ganeshaha and Shivaha.
Saha Shivaha. Tasya Putraha Ganeshaha. Eshaha Ganeshaha. Etasya Janakaha Shivaha.
Samichena. Okay, does everybody understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, so the last person, Ramya Bhagini. Parvati Kartikeyah.
Sa Parvati. Tasyaha Putra Kartikeyah.
Putraha Kartikeyah.
Putraha Kartikeyah.
Astu.
Esha.
No. Esha.
Esha Kartikeyah.
एषः
कार्तिकेयः एतस्य अम्बा पार्वती
पार्वती समीचीनं डस् एव्रिबडि अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दिस् डस् एव्रिबडि वाण्ट् टु ट्रै समथिङ्ग् एल्स्
No.
Astu. I will ask my mother if she is ready. Amba. Karoti va? Anjana Anjaneyah.
Anjana.
Sa Anjana. Astu.
Sa Anjana.
Ha. तस्याः पुत्रः आञ्जनेयः एषः नौ यु गो दि अदर् वे एषः
एषः आञ्जनेयः एतस्य अम्बाञ्जना
अञ्जना समीचीनं समीचीनं
नमस्कारं मामि नमस्कारं मामि
नमस्कारः नमस्कारः
अस्तु समीचीनं ओके सो इन् अभ्यास पुस्तकं वि हाव् डन् द first one, right? Bhavataha nama, bhavatyaha nama. So if you have any questions, please ask me, okay? We will go as slowly or as fast as the class wants it. So we are here right now on this second page. Eshaha balakaha, balakasya nama something, or etasya nama. Eshaha saha. This is just she, he. It, nearby, it, far away. And this is the question. For Pullinga, Saha, like, Ramasya Patniyaha Nama Ka. So we get Ramasya Patniyaha Nama?
Sita.
I'm sorry, Ramasya Patniyaha Nama Kim. Kim. रामस्य पत्नी का
रामस्य पत्नी सीता
सीतायाः पतिः कः पतिः कः सो इफ् इट् इस् अ क्वश्चन् फार् अ पुल्लिङ्ग इट् इस् कः सीतायाः पतिः कः रामस्य पत्नी का सीतायाः पतेः नाम किम् पतेः रामस्य पत्न्याः नाम किम् ओके सो डिपेण्डिङ्ग् आन् द नौन् द क्वश्चन् चेञ्जस् इफ् द नौन् इस् पुल्लिङ्ग इट् इस् कः लैक् सीतायाः पतिः इस् अ पुल्लिङ्ग वर्ड् सो वि से कः पत्नी का नाम किम् ओके एषः विनो नियर् बै सः फार् एषा नियर् बै सा फार् एतत् नियर् बै तत् फार् एनि क्वश्चन्स्
मेडम् वाट् इस् सीता हस्बेण्ड्स् नेम् फार् दट् वाट् यु टोल्ड् सीतायाः
पतेः बिकास् पतेः बिकास् वि आर् नाट् लर्निङ्ग् इकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग ऑलरेडी नो दि आन्सर् सीतायाः पतेः नाम रामः वा देन् यु आस्क् वा बट् इफ् यु आर् कन्फ्यूस्ड् ओके सपोसिङ्ग् नौ वी हाव् टू नेम्स् फार् Sita, right? What is the other name for Sita? Janaki.
Maithili.
Maithili Janaki.
Yeah. Okay, three other names. So we can ask, Ramasya Patniyaha Nama Maithili Va Janaki Va Sita Va.
Wow.
So the answer is, all. Sarvani Namani Shuddhameva. Right. So we say, Nama Sita Janaki, Maithili, Cha, and and. Cha is and. We add the and in the end. So the va we know already, okay? These things are just abhyasa. So this is just for you to review. Please review all these words, okay? Because it's good to be using them. Then we went through asti nasti. Then we went through atra tatra. The reason I'm saying all this is, if you have a question, please ask me. So don't feel this is fast track. I know I missed out on a lot. No, you did not miss out. So atra tatra, and the question is kutra. And we also have sarvatra, everywhere, anyatra, somewhere else. Okay. So now we come to bhavan and bhavati and aham. Okay. Similar to how we ask bhavatyaha nama kim. Here we can, if it's a pullinga, we ask bhavan kaha. Bhavan kaha means who are you? So the answer will be aham janardanah. Okay, so we can say bhavan kaha, aham janardanah. For a strilingam, bhavati ka, and the answer will be aham nirmala. Okay, astu. So can I ask some people at random?
Yes.
Astu. Sagari bhagini, bhavati ka. So when I ask a question,
aham
vadatu, aham,
aham sagari,
sagari. Okay, so here, you know, I just put together a lot of words, okay? So you can just scan through it, and then if you, whatever you want to say, hopefully it will be here. Aham Mahila.
Aham Chatra.
Chatra, Samichena. Aham Chatra. Astu.
Aham, Balika.
Aham. Jyoti Bhagini, Bhavati ka?
Aham Yuvati.
Samichena. Yuvati. Gopika Bhagini, Bhavati ka?
Aham Chatra.
Chatra.
Chatra, sorry.
Chatra. Samichena Bhagini. Narayana Mahodaya. Bhavan kaha. So for Narayana, you change it to Bhavan. Bhavan kaha.
Aham Parichara kaha.
परिचारकः वा वा एवं वा अस्तु समीचीनं महोदय अस्तु उमा कृष्णा भगिनी भवती का
अहं विद्यार्थिनी
समीचीनं विद्यार्थिनी अस्तु सविता भगिनी
अहं वृद्धाः
वृद्धा वा
अहं वृद्धा
अस्तु सविता भगिनी भवती का
अहं शिक्षिका
शिक्षिका समीचीनं भगिनि अस्तु शिवा महोदय भवान् कः
अहं अंकिकः
अंकिकः अंकिकः अंकिकः इस अकाउंटेंट
यस हाउ डू आई प्रोनाउंस दैट सॉरी
अंगिकः अंग दिस इज एन इंग गृहिणी अस्तु अहं गृहिणी हौस् वैफ गृहिणी अस्तु दीप्षिका भगिनी भवती का
अहं भक्ता
भक्ता समीचीनं भक्ता परमेश्वर महोदय यु वांट ट्राय समथिंग डिफरेंट परमेश्वर महोदय भवान् कः
अहं अहं रक्षकः आरक्षकः
आरक्षकः अस्तु आरक्षकः
अहं आरक्षकः
आरक्षकः रक्षणं करोति ही प्रोटेक्ट्स् अस् अस्तु नित्या भगिनी भवती का
सीता सीता किसकी पत्नी है? सीता
भगिनी आई एम आस्किंग यू अ क्वेश्चन भवती का भवती का मीन्स हु आर यू भवती का नित्या भगिनी आर यू देयर अस्तु शारदा भगिनी भवती का
अहं चलतन्त्रज्ञी त्रग्नी
जालतन्त्रज्ञी जालतन्त्रज्ञी
जालतन्त्रज्ञी जालतन्त्रज्ञी
कम्प्यूटर्
अहं जालतन्त्रज्ञी
समीचीनं तन्त्रज्ञी जालतन्त्रज्ञी समीचीनं नित्या भगिनी आर् यु देयर् उमा रेड्डी भगिनी भवती का
पत्नी
अहम् अङ्गिका
अङ्किका समीचीनं अङ्किका अङ्किका
अङ्किका अङ्किका
समीचीनं सौन्दरं भगिनी भवती का
अहम् अभियन्त्री
अभियन्त्री इञ्जिनियर् अभियन्त्री
अभियन्त्री समीचीनं रम्या भगिनी भवती का रम्या भगिनी अस्तु
अहं महिला
हा महिला समीचीनम् अहं महिला
अहं महिला
महिला अस्तु डस् एनिबडि एल्स् वाण्ट् टु से एनिथिङ्ग् एल्स् अबौट् युर् सेल्फ़् ऐ एम् अ मदर् ऐ एम् अ फादर् ऐ एम् अ सिस्टर् ब्रदर्
एनिथिङ्ग्
Bhagini, I have a question.
Ekanimsha Mahodaya, Gopika Vadatu Bhagini.
Aham Radhika Bhaginyah Chhatra.
Samichena.
Aham Nartaki Apicha.
Oh. Samichena Bhagini.
Is it correct, Bhagini?
Correct, Bhagini. Very correct. Astu. Shiva Mahodaya. भवतः प्रश्नः कः
भवतः प्रश्नः कः
सारी भगिनी केन आई आस्क अ क्वेश्चन
आस्क
सारी आई विल आस्क इन इंग्लिश नंबर 49 एंड नंबर 50
ओके okay
can you explain the difference between the two there and they're both meaning friends
sakihi sakihi and sakhi so yes. sakihi is like the word patihi it is pullinga word sakihi
yes
so sakhi is a strilinga word
yes
that's it. friend they are yes. they are both friends
yes so number here, 50
right. So snehitaha is also a friend snehita is a friend just like how for brother okay I don't know whether I have brother here let me check
brata
I don't have the brother so we have sahodara so we have sahodara as a brother where is it
acha spur sukh gaya dry hai
please can you mute
it's a bit confusing with so many people talking
yes Bhagini, in your house there is some noise can you please mute Nitya Bhagini, your voice is not heard okay so all right so I don't seem to have that brother but we have sahodari and bhagini they are both brother. They are both sisters. So similarly, we have two words that mean the same thing. Snehitaha.
Excuse me.
Sakhi. We also have Sakihi.
Sakihi is a pullinga word.
Sakihi is a pullinga word. Sakhi is a strilinga word.
That is somebody's girlfriend is Sakihi.
Sakhi. Sakihi. So, my boyfriend is Sakihi.
Okay.
Is Saka?
Saka is also a word.
Saka. Mitra.
Mitram. There is no Mitra, only Mitram. Mahodaya, yeah, you had a question?
Yeah. Can a man say Mama Sakihi?
Sakhi is a girl.
Yeah, Sakhi is a
girl. Suppose I say, my Sakhi, Eshavaha, correct?
Eshaha Mama Sakihi. Keshavaha Mama Sakihi.
Okay.
And
generally, you use the other word, no, friend.
Yeah, so we say Mitram. In general. Yeah. So,
or we can say Keshavaha Mama Sakha.
Yeah, Sakha we can say.
Sakha.
So whenever you have a question, I go to the dictionary, okay? So you go to the dictionary and let's see what the dictionary says. Spoken Sanskrit, okay? Friend. Sakhi is? Strilinga. Sakhi. Can everybody see this?
Yeah.
Sakhi is strilinga. Sakhihi is pullinga. Okay. And there are so many words. So mitra, it says napumsakalinga. So which means we add a makara, mitram. So mitram is generally used for pullinga, for a male friend.
Mitram.
Jataharda is also friend. Now, male.
Friendly.
Jataharda.
Friendly. Friendly.
So, Bhagini, Sakhi is Ikaranta.
Sakhi. So, that's why it's important to say the Visarga. Sakhihi.
Sakhihi.
Sakhihi is pullinga. Ikaranta pullinga. Short. Sakhi is Srilinga.
Bhakti, may I ask a question? Visarga is not given. So for us who are new, how to know whether it is Sakhi or is it Sakhihi?
Yeah. No, no, whether it is new or you've been here for a while, still Bhagini is the same thing. You have to add a Visarga to it.
So for male means you have to add the Visarga. Am I correct?
Unless it ends in a consonant. If it ends in a consonant, there is no Visarga.
So if it is Aptaha, is that Aptaha?
Aptaha.
Aptaha.
Friend.
And Badavaha. And sorry, Badavaha.
Badavaha. Friend.
Okay.
Excuse me, I got one doubt in this. I can say Madhavaha Mama Mitram. Can I say Madhavaha Mama Sakhi also?
Sakihi, yes.
Sakihi, I can say that?
Yes.
Dictionary said no. Dictionary also clarified.
Yeah, so if you have a doubt, you go to another dictionary. And this dictionary is harder to use for everything. It will say, not found. But we will try. Friend.
Nigandu.
Nigandu. Yeah, this is an Andhra dictionary. Yeah. Andhra Bharati. Yeah. So we have Mitram. Mitram and Sakihi is male.
Suhrid. Okay.
Male. Okay. Sakhi. It says male. Pulinga. Suhrid.
Suhrid.
So, Sukhrid is ending in a consonant. So, you don't add a Visarga here.
Yes.
Okay, and That is how this works.
This is called Paryaya Padam or what?
Paryaya Padam, Samichinam. Paryaya Padam means Samana Arthaka Padam.
Yeah.
Samana Artha Padam. Yes, Paryaya Padam. So any questions with the Bhavan? We can add some more. I just added 50. We can make it 70 if you want to. Any questions?
No.
Okay. No. If I'm going too fast, please let me know. Okay? Astu. So we just finished this page. Okay. Bhavan kaha bhavati ka. Now we also finished this one, right? Etasya. Tasya. So we went through all the abhyasa. So did you guys do this homework?
Yes. I have a question.
Vadatu.
The last one, Ramaha, Ravanaha, Kumbhakarnaha. I mean, what are we trying? Cha, Vadam, Kritvan, meaning what?
Vadam, Kritavan, this is a past tense. Kritavan is past tense. Vadam means kill, as Mahodaya said. Ramaha, Ravanasya, Kumbhakarnasya, cha, Vadam, Kritavan.
So killed.
Killed.
Past tense.
Killed, past tense.
And one
Bhagini, can you just go through a few of these, please?
Sure. Because this is a very, very important one. I don't mind spending the time. Astu.
So can one suggestion? The avarani vidyamanasya. You know, if you can tell us the meaning of that. I mean, yes, everywhere it is given in Sanskrit.
Yes. Okay, so, avaranam. Okay, first of all, I would like to mute everybody. It's so noisy. Okay, so once you unmute, ask the question, say the answer, please go back to muting, okay? Because then the recording won't be good. Okay, astu. Atra avaranam. Avaranam is a napumsakalinga padam. Avaranam means within brackets, within parenthesis. Avarane means in. In the brackets, within the brackets, vidyamanasya. So the vidyamanasya means the existing. Whatever is there. That is vidyamanasya. Padasya. Word. The words. Sya means immediately you know it is apostrophe S. Word, apostrophe S. Words, uchitam rupam. Uchitam means appropriate, most appropriate. Rupam, form. Rikte stale. Rikte means empty. Stalam. Stalam is place. Rikte, like avarane, in the bracket. Rikte stale. In the empty places. Likhatu, right. Okay. So, avarane vidyamanasya padasya uchitam rupam rikte stale likhatu. It looks like a lot, but
it is like fill in the blanks.
Exactly, fill in the blanks. That's all it is. But they are saying it so beautifully.
Yeah.
Avarane vidyamanasya padasya uchitam rupam rikte stale likhatu.
Fill in the blanks with appropriate words.
Appropriate okay. Appropriate form of the words given word. Within the brackets.
Brackets.
Okay. So we have to use the appropriate form. Yeah, we'll go through this, Bhagini, because this is a difficult text. This is not easy. Okay? We'll go through this.
Can you just explain the 1.6 also? What does it mean?
1.6.
Yeah, here.
अस्तु एतस्य कोष्टकस्य आधारेण वाक्यानि लिखतु सो अगेन् एतस्य दिस् कोष्टकस्य इस् अ ग्रिड् कोष्टकम् ओके लैक् अ चार्ट् आर् अ ग्रिड् कोष्टकस्य आधारेण having this base. As the foundation.
Okay.
As the base. Vakyani. Sentences.
Sentences.
Likatu. Oh. Right.
Right.
Okay. So thank here, pustakam atra asti. Pustakam tatra asti.
Atra asti.
Pustakam kutra asti.
Kutra asti.
Question. Pustakam sarvatra nasti. Nasti, right? Books are not everywhere. Yeah. Sarvatra nasti. Pustakam anyatra asti. That is correct. Okay, so for now we'll forget ekatra.
Ekatra. Okay.
Ekatra, then it will bring us to plural, which we haven't learned. So let's not use words which we don't know.
Okay. Dhanyavad Abhadin.
Ah, samichina. Any other question, please ask me. We will go. Astu. So let's do this one by one. We'll do it really fast because time's running out, I think. Astu. Sagari Bhagini. This one. Ayodhya Raja Dasharatha.
I don't understand this. So you'll have to help me with this.
So what they are saying is, Raja Dasharatha. The king is Dasharatha. So first, that's a good question. You have to understand this first, right? So to understand it is, Ayodhya's king is Dasharatha.
Okay.
I'm asking Sagari Bhagini. Okay, so if we look at the example here, Uda means Udaharanam. Udaharanam means example. So they have given the example. Sarayu Nadi Tire Ayodhya Asti. Tire means bank.
Bank
of the river Sarayu Ayodhya Asti. Ayodhya is on the bank of
the river
Sarayu. So when you say Sarayu Nadis, right? Rivers bank. So we use Nadyah. Sarayu Nadyah Tire Ayodhya Asti.
Can I make an attempt?
Yes, please.
Ayodhya Yaha Raja Dasharatha.
Samichinam, bahu samichinam. Ayodhya Yaha Raja Dasharatha. Ayodhya's king is Dasharatha.
Ayodhya, that's feminine. That's the reason why it's Yaha.
Samichinam, yes.
Ayodhya Yaha Raja Dasharatha.
Ayodhya Yaha Raja Dasharatha. Wait. I have to ask the person. Whoever I ask will answer. Okay? Astu. Samichinam Bhagini. Jyoti Bhagini. Dasharatha Chatvaraha Putraha.
Dasharatha Chatvaraha Putraha.
So that is what is given. Dasharatha is given in the brackets.
Yeah.
How will you change the form?
Can you help me out, Bhagini?
Sure. Dasharatasya.
Okay.
So I would like only Jyoti. Bhagini.
Chatvara. Can you explain the words as well? What is Chatvaraha?
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Astu. Putraha is son. Putraha is plural.
Putraha. Oh, is that four?
Yes, Chatvaraha. Chatvaraha is four. Actually, Chatvari is how we learn. But because this is Pullinga, it changes to Chatvaraha.
It will be good if you could just, certain words which are not so common. I mean, like, I don't know. If you could just explain the meaning instead of my interrupting every time and saying, yes. Say this. So it will be good if you could... just explain it as it goes, as you go along.
Astu, samichina.
Bhagini.
Padato.
Should we change the ending also for numbers according to the gender?
No. Only for the first four.
चत्वारः
लैक् एकः पुत्रः एका पुत्री ओन्लि फार् द फस्ट् फोर् आफ्टर् देट् वेरि गुड् क्वश्चन् भगिनी ओन्लि फार् द फस्ट् फोर्
धन्यवादः
मेम् वन् डौट् मेडम् दशरथस्य चत्वारः पुत्रः my mother tongue is Tamil. I will be convenient if I tell in Tamil. தசரதருக்கு நாலு புதல்வர்கள் தானே அர்த்தம் இல்லையா?
சோ
தசரதருடைய அப்படின்னு வரும்.
I was going to explain that, Bagini. Very good question. So, when we have the Asya ending or the Yaha ending, we can have two different interpretation. Okay? One is saying the word has. அவனுக்கு he has. So here, here the meaning is Dasharatha has four kids.
Yes.
Yeah. So it also means Dasharatha's son is Rama.
Oh.
Dasharathasya putraha Ramaha. At that time, it means Dasharatha's son is Rama.
Yes. Okay.
So, Dasharathasya putraha
Rama
asti. No, we just said Dasharathasya putraha asti.
Asti.
At that time, it means Dasharatha has a kid.
Okay.
So, this is a very important point. For example, we can make sentences like this. Like, you know, I have a book. How will you say, I have a book? Supposing
pustakam asti?
No. It's close. Supposing I say, Mama nama Radhika.
My name is Radhika.
Mama. Okay, so my. Now if I say, I have a book.
Mama pustakam asti.
So if that sounds weird, you can say Mama samipe pustakam asti.
Okay.
Like, okay. Same kitta.
Mama
samipe. Mere paas, like that. Mere paas.
Okay, if it is this way, Dasarathasya putraka chatvarka means it is understood, madam, nicely.
So if you translate that to English, you have to add the word has and had and have and all that.
Okay.
Dasharatha has four kids or had four kids. Dasharathasya chatvaraha putraha asti for santi. Okay, whose house there's a lot of noise? Please be considerate, okay? Please. Okay. So, supposing we want to say, Rama has a wife.
Ramasya
Patni.
Asti. Ramasya Patni.
Asti is the keyword. Okay, that is the one that changes how we translate. If we say Ramasya Patni Sita, Rama's wife is Sita. Ramasya Patni Asti. Then it is Rama has a wife. Understood?
But
here Dasharathasya doesn't change. But what happens later changes the meaning. Okay? So here Prathamaha means first. Like how in the Hindu calendar we have Prathami, right? Prathama. Dvitiya, Chaturthi, Panchami. Shashti,
Saptami,
Ashtami,
Navami,
Dashami,
Ekadashi,
Dwadashi,
Trayodashi,
Chaturdashi. And then we go to Amavasya. Or
Purnima.
Like that. So here, Pratamaha is first.
So it will become Pratamasya Nama Ramaha.
Pratamasya Nama Ramaha. This is a very difficult
Nama Bharataha.
Bharataha. This is a very difficult exercise. Dvitiyasya Nama Bharataha.
Dvitiyasya Nama.
Dvitiyasya Chaturthasya Cha Nama Lakshmanaha Shatrughnaha Cha. Cha.
Also. And.
Also. Cha. And. Astu. Savita Bhagini, you want to try this one? Ramaha Kausalya Putraha.
Ramah Kausalyayah Putraha.
Samichina. Astu. Shiva Mahodaya. Bharataha Kaikeyi Putraha.
Bharataha Kaikeyiyah Putraha.
Samichina Mahodaya. Your pronunciation is very good. Kaikeyah Putraha. Samichina. Uma Krishna Bhagini. Lakshmanaha Shatrughnaha.
Lakshmanaha Lakshmanasya Shatrughnasya Mata Sumitra.
So if you don't understand any meaning, let me know. I'm assuming you can understand the meaning. So here, Vadam Kritavan means he killed. Astu. Deepshika Bhagini. Ramaha.
Ravanasya Kumbhakaranasya Cha Vadha Kritavan.
Kritavan, Samichena.
Kritavan.
Parameshwar Mahodaya. Mathura Raja Ugrasena.
Madrasya Raja Ugrasena.
So Mahodaya, you said Madurasya.
Yes.
Madurayah Raja Ugrasena. Samichena.
That's feminine gender.
Feminine gender. Astu. Nitya Bhagini. I could not hear you the last time. Are you still here? Astu. Sharada Bhagini.
Yeah. Kamsasya Bhagini Devaki.
Kamsasya Bhagini Devaki. Sharada Bhagini.
I only replied.
Sorry. Umareddy Bhagini.
Yes, ma'am.
The next one. Devaki.
Devaki.
Umareddy Bhagini?
Yes, madam.
So can you do this sentence? Devaki Patihi Vasudevaha Putraha Krishnaha.
Devakasya Patini Patihi.
So we have the rule, right? The Asya, the Sya is added only for Pullinga and Napumsakalinga.
Devakyaha Patihi Vasudevaha
Putraha Krishnaha. Samichina. Astu. Samichina. Saundaram Bhagini. Kunti Putraha Arjunaha.
Kumkyaha Putraha Arjunaha.
Samichinam Bhagini. Ramya Bhagini. Arjunaha. Saha Arjunaha.
Saha Arjunaha Krishnasya Bhagini.
Krishnasya
Bhaginyaha Subhadrayaha
सुभद्रायाः
पतिः समीचीनं भगिनि. कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः, दिस् इस् अ वेरि गुड् सेण्टेन्स् टु प्राक्टिस्. पुल्लिङ्ग ईकारान्तस्त्रीलिङ्ग आकारान्तस्त्रीलिङ्ग, ओके, सर्वम् अस्ति अत्र. कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः, समीचीनं भगिनि, गुड् जाब्.
थेङ्क् यु भगिनि.
हा अस्तु. Anybody else want to try? Amba, yeah. You want to try?
I would like to try.
Vadatu.
Subhadrayaha putra.
Subhadrayaha.
Abhimanyu. Putrayaha patihi.
Patihi. Astu, somebody else. Astu, here. Krishna.
Maithili here.
Vadatu. Oh, yeah. Maithili. Idani meva, I see your name, Maithili Bhagini.
Yeah. Padit.
So you can say Devaki.
Devakyaha pratihi vasudevah putrah
prasudevah. Vasudevah.
Yeah, vasudevah.
Astu. So okay,
Bhagini, Bhagini, I have a question.
वदतु
भगिनी. इन् दिस् सेण्टेन्स् सः अर्जुनः कृष्णस्य, वै डु वि से भगिन्याः? बिकास् दिस् इस् वः अर्जुन कृष्ण की बहन, कृष्ण सिस्टर्.
नो नो नो, सुभद्रा बहन सुपित्र.
कृष्ण मीन्स्
सिस्टर्.
सिस्टर्, सो भगिनी इस् सिस्टर्, राइट?
नो, भगिनी भगिनी इस् आल्सो सुभद्रा.
Achha, Bhagini is Subhadra, so then why do we say Bhaginya here?
Very Krishna. Good question, Bhagini. Very, very it good is... question, Bhagini. Atra, so the gist of the sentence, the essence of the sentence is Arjuna is Subhadra's patihi. That's it, right?
Okay, yes.
Arjuna is Subhadra's patihi.
Subhadra's patihi. So, Subhadrayaha patihi.
Subhadrayaha patihi Arjunaha. That is the basic sentence. So, now we are describing Subhadra. Subhadra is Krishna's bhagini.
Sister. Okay.
Sister. Subhadra, Krishna'sya bhagini Subhadra.
Krishna's sister. Okay, so Krishna'sya bhagini then.
Subhadra. कृष्णस्य भगिनी सुभद्रा, अर्जुनः सुभद्रायाः पतिः. सो नौ वी आर डिस्क्रैबिङ्ग् सुभद्रा एण्ड् पुटिङ्ग् इट् इन् वन् सेण्टेन्स्. अर्जुनः कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः पतिः. सो वेन् यु पुट् इट् इन् वन् सेण्टेन्स्, सो यु आर् डिस्क्रैबिङ्ग् सुभद्रा एस् द भगिनी आफ् कृष्ण. So this is an adjective. Bhagini now becomes an adjective. So the adjective also takes the same ending as the noun it is describing. So Subhadrayah is the ending. So Bhagini also becomes Bhaginyah. This is a very good sentence.
Okay.
So we can just say Arjunah. But they say Saha Arjuna.
Hello, call us in the name. Class is in the name. 7 o'clock.
Hello. Who is that?
Okay, please. Can you mute whoever is talking? It's just not fair. Okay. People are complaining, Bhagini. So we have Arjunah. So we say Saha Arjunah. That is who is far away. That Arjuna. That Arjuna is married to Subhadra, who is the sister of Krishna. So the Bhaginyaha Bhagini will take the same ending as Subhadra. Subhadrayaha. So Bhagini will take Bhaginyaha. So if you just say Bhaginyaha,
we are connecting two people with the two reference. So, yes. Bhaginyaha and Subhadrayaha.
Yes.
No, but the same people. Bhagini is Subhadra.
Yeah. Sorry, Krishnasya Bhagini. Yeah, Krishnasya Bhagini is Subhadra. So, So supposing I just want to say Krishnasya Bhagini Subhadra, that's it, no changes. But if I say Krishnasya, supposing I want to say Subhadra Yaha Patihi, then I have to say Krishnasya Bhaginyaha Subhadra Yaha Patihi Arjuna.
Arjuna. Okay, Bhagini.
So we'll try to give another example of this. Okay, supposing I want to say Sita's son is Lavaha or Kushaha, and I can also put another sentence, Ramasya Patni Sita. So I can say Ramasya Patni is describing Sita, right? So Ramasya Patnyah Sitayah Putrah Lava. So you know, it becomes complicated when you are putting two relationships. One relationship is just Subhadrayah Patihi Arjunah. So now you are describing Subhadra to be Krishnasya Bhagini. Krishnasya Bhaginyah Subhadrayah Patihi Arjuna.
Madam?
Yeah, vadatu.
Arjuna yokka Arjunudu Krishna yokka chellalaina Subhadra yokka pati. Arjunudu Krishna yokka chellalaina Subhadra yokka pati.
Correct. So, in a different language, anybody wants to say a different language?
Mana Tamil na Krishna node odapparandaval Subhadra ode appadam
illa. Ah, odapparandavanagiya Subhadra oda
pati.
Pati. Kanavan Arjuna. Arjuna. In Tamil we say Arjunan, Krishnan, like that. Any other language? Hindi, maybe?
Kannada?
Kannada.
Krishnana Tangi Subhadre Arjunana Hindati.
Krishnan Tangi Ada Arjuna Subhadre.
But there you are not connecting, right?
Yeah. No.
You are not connecting there.
Krishna.
Oh, Yada connecting.
Yada
connecting.
Astu.
Yada. Yeah.
Astu. Okay, so we'll go to the next one. That is Kriya Padani the next time. Next time is when we learn how to say things. He is going, I am going, etc. Okay, so any questions in what we have learned so far?
Bhagini,
ah.
The last sentence, if you can just go up a little bit. Yes. Abhimanyu and Uttara. So, can you just do that one?
Okay, Abhimanyuhu.
Bhagini, shall I do?
Padat. Very good, Bhagini. Do it.
Abhimanyuhu Uttarayaha Patihi.
Subhadrayaha Putraha Abhimanyuhu.
Abhimanyuhu
Uttarayaha Patihi.
Subhadrayaha Putra Abhimanyuhu.
Putraha
Abhimanyuhu Putrayaha
Patihi.
Patihi.
Visarga is very important. Putraha Patihi Arjunaha. All that.
Subhadrasya
Subhadrasya Subhadrayaha.
सुभद्रायाः पुत्रः अभिमन्युः अभिमन्युः उत्तरस्य पतिः
उत्तरायाः
अभिमन्युः उत्तरायाः पतिः
पतिः
भगिनि दिस् सेण्टेन्स् शेल् इट् ट्रै कृष्णः नन्दगोपस्य यशोदाया च पालितपुत्रः अपि
पुनः वदतु यशोदा
कृष्णः नन्दगोपस्य यशोदायाः च पालितपुत्रः अपि
करेक्ट् यशोदायाः ओन्लि थिङ्ग् यु फर्गाट् टु दिस्
यशोदायाः च पालितपुत्रः अपि
अभिमन्युः ऐ मीन् च पालितपुत्रः च Anybody else want to try any sentence, any questions in this? This is a very good exercise, very, very comprehensive exercise.
Kunti yaha putraha arjunaha.
Kunti yaha.
Kunti yaha.
Kunti yaha.
Palita putraha means adopted, is it?
Adopted or somebody who is taking care, like taking care. Palita
putraha.
Palita putraha.
Thank you.
So remember, this is a very important vibhakti, what we call the ending. Yaha for strilinga. Ya for pullinga. Okay, we can easily get tricked. Mathura yah ugrase nasya devakyah. And then for sarvanama padam. Tasyah etasyah etasya tasya. And the question is, what will be the question? For pullinga and napumsakalinga?
Tasya.
Kasya. Everything ka is question. Kasya. How will it be for Srilinga?
Kasya.
Kasya. Kasya.
Kasya.
Kasya. Etasya. Kasya. Etasya. Astu. Viramamaha. Prashnaha santiva?
No.
Astu. Shanti mantram vadamaha.
My apologies. Is it possible you can share the filling for section 9?
Yes, I will send it to you. So
yeah.
I'm going to form a WhatsApp group, okay? And yes. Can I send it to you via email?
Yes.
Okay.
Email is excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll send it via email and we can ask so many questions. We can have discussions over there.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, what will be the name of the group?
The name of the group will be, what do you want it to be? Bhashita Samskritam, right? Bhashita Samskritam, Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Or group 10.
Group 10/group 5. Because now two groups are coming.
I see.
Group 5, group 10.
Samichinam bhagini.
Astu. Okay. Do you want to say the sloka? Sarve bhavantu.
I'll say.
Yes. Shall I say?
Sarve
bhavantu sukhinaha. सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग्भवेत्
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति
शान्तिः
हरिः ओम् श्री
गुरुभ्यो नमः
हरिः ओम्.
बहु धन्यवादः. इट् वास् अ वेरि गुड् सेशन्. सो So if you have any questions, please ask me, okay?
Yeah. Achha, madam.
Dhanyavaad. Dhanyavaad.